Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I could never, never, ever turning your love away, okay. Even though I know it's belong to another man.
Oh, baby.
You know what you look in my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say these words.
Girl, you're welcome. Stop on by. You know I'll be here, baby, to dry your eyes, to dry your eyes. But I'm getting tired.
All right, well, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Israel with another edition of the Yehuda Project, and I want to apologize for Sunday. You know, we got to talking good, and we went overtime, and whenever you go overtime, if your phone drops, then you can't call back in. So I hope that everybody made my apologies because I had the phone numbers of some people whose lines was already open, and I told them to make my apology, but they dropped my cell phone, and it was like there's no calling in. So how is everyone doing today? What's been going on with you? Is all things well? Is everyone's good here? We just trying to keep this thing going because it's almost over with. We are really close to the time, and it is amazing. You know, I was listening to a YouTube clip, and I want you guys to pull this up when you get a chance because it really blew me away. I couldn't believe the things that I was seeing on YouTube in my job today. And I wanted to play it for you, but I wasn't able to do it. But I did manage to save it, and it was called the Globalist. What is it called? It's called the Globalist Purge. It's called, let me pull it up and see if I can get it up on here, because some of the stuff that they was really talking about, it kind of scared me. I was like, wow, they are really a whole lot farther along than I thought they were. And, you know, and all of it is playing into it. You know, just like Brother Yerushalayim said, he saw the guillotine, you know, and I was like, wow, they had all that in there too. And it was something to be able to see, you know, about the Walmart store. Here it is. It's right here. It's an hour. And I think they have part one and they have part two and they have part three. Each one of them is an hour. It's called The Globalist Purge, UN Invasion, Martial Law, Walmart Closings, and FEMA Camps. I'm going to say it again. When you get a chance, please take a look at that, because it's too much information to put on the radio show. But when I saw it and I was listening to it, I only got a chance to watch, I mean, listen to a couple of them today. But the things that I was listening to, it really made me realize how serious this thing is and how close to Jacob's trouble we are in, because this is getting ready to get real crazy. I mean, real crazy, real quick. They talked about all the executive orders that has been signed by the different presidents and the things that they put into place. You know, it talked about Obamacare and how in Obamacare, under a specific paragraph, he brought in the guillotine, you know, and it's just amazing some of the things that have been going on. I'm going to say it again. It's called The Globalist Purge, P-U-R-G-E. And then there's a semicolon, and then it's UN Invasion, Martial Law, Walmart Closing, and FEMA Camps. And they have part one, part two, and part three. And some of the things that they have in store, it's just amazing. It is truly amazing. And you know what? I was sitting there listening to those things, and I was saying to myself, you know, I'm really, you know, I hope that it don't get too bad. I mean, because I'm ready to go. I really am. Lord have mercy. You know, I'm really ready for Yah, however he chooses to do it, if it's by ship or spaceship, I don't care at this point. I'm really, truly ready to get out of here so we can be in a place of safety, even though the place of safety is still going to be a place where you're going to be safe, but you're going there's where the cut is going to take place. I still would prefer to be under his judgment than what's going to happen in this place here, because it's going to get crazy, you know. And I just want somebody to push one and let me know if you can hear me, because I'm in a soundproof room, and I don't know, can you hear me out there? Can somebody push one and let me know you can hear me? Anybody? Uh-oh, ain't nobody pushing one. Okay, I see. Okay, I just want to make sure. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to. I just want to make sure you can hear me. But, they talked about how, you know, the Walmart stores are closing down and they closed down suddenly, and how all of these things are happening at an alarming rate. And you guys remember, we told you here that one day a Sam's store just closed out of the blue. And everybody was like, what is going on? The people showed up at work and the mailman told them there's no job anymore. They got a sign on the door saying that this is closed permanently. And that was also in that particular YouTube clip that they were saying how, you know, Walmart workers had showed up to work and the store was all of a sudden closed. They talked about the underground bunkers that they have and how many tunnels they have up under, you know, these stores. I mean, it just went into, you know, all the things that we have been talking about, you know, and encouraging people to start prepping and making sure you have water and making sure you have food and, you know, and what would happen in the event that something happened and you didn't have those things stored up. So let me open up the mic. I guess two people push one. Area code 540, did you want to say something or you just wanted me to know you heard me?
I just want to get to know that I can hear you.
Okay, great. No problem. I'll put you back on mute. Hold on. Let me put you back on mute. You know, hold on. Area code 832, did you want to say something or you just wanted me to know that you could hear me?
No, I was just following your prompt to press one.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. But, you know, these are the things that we really, really have to be prepared for, because this is getting ready to get serious. I mean, it's already serious. We know this stuff is in place, but because the sun is shining, and we get up and we do our routine and we go to work every day and we do the things that we normally do, we think that it's delayed or it's not going to happen. But I promise you that one day life is, as we know it, is going to change because they're ready to implement this stuff. And I really do believe that the thing that's holding it back is the curse, because they cannot do this to us while we're under the curse. There has to be some sort of restriction or limit put there where they can't do it to us once we're under the curse. Now, once the curse is over and then we have protection, all I kept saying when I was listening to that today is, man, I said, y'all, you said Jacob would be saved out of this. You know, and it was like, you said Jacob would be saved. And we're going to have to hold on to that no matter how bad it gets. And they, you know, they were talking about how people don't believe that concentration camps have been in America before and what they did to the Japanese and how they rounded up all the Japanese people at one point and took them to concentration camps and how these people had to sell everything they had, you know, and how they had to, they gave them a week to get their affairs in order, and then they bust them all to the same location. They put them in these concentration camps, and they stayed that way for 2 years. In the concentration camp, and they had bunkers, and they had lunchrooms, and I mean, basically, you know, that they had these things together, and they showed the FEMA camps that are close to the military bases. I mean, they really went into detail, you know. And I said to myself, I said, you know, we've been saying all along that all of these fanatics that Trump has been doing and all this crazy stuff that he's been doing in the news to keep everybody preoccupied, something else is going on. You know, and it's just when you see these three things, this is going to shake you. This is going to shake people into reality. And you know what? For the family members that you all have that say that you're crazy, I would send them a clip in an email. I sure would. I would send them one. You know, because they're prepared, they're ready. All they got to do is, and the powers that be are going underground. They're going underground, you know, and it's just amazing, which I knew that too. I knew all of that, you know, that they had these underground bunkers and the rich people have these underground bunkers with all of the amenities that they live above ground with. And, you know, they even have psychologists that's going to go down there with them to help them to adjust to being underground. Because, you know, they're worried about the fact that once they get down there and they realize how far down they are, because these things are like a mile down in the earth, a mile down in the earth, you know, and they get, unless they ain't going to be down there by themselves. I mean, you know, that's another whole issue right there. You know, that might be the worst place in the world for them to be, really, in all honesty. You know, but it's just amazing, you know, it's scary. I'm going to be honest with you, it kind of shook me a little bit, you know, it really did, because I'm like, wow, you know, this is really real, you know, this is really getting ready to happen, you know, and we know it because the Bible said it was. It was like it's going to be a term that has never been nor ever will be in the history of mankind, you know, how far they're going to go. But, I mean, whoa, you know, it's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. They talked about all the different natural disasters that happened and how FEMA stepped into place and how they, guess what, they put some of these people on freight liners out in the water. They put some of these people that have lost their houses due to the hurricanes and stuff out on one of them ships, on one of them barges in the water on freight liners. And the man was like, whatever you do, don't get in one of those. Do not get on one of the boats and let them take you nowhere, because you may never be seen again. You know, and it's like, what the heck is going on? You know, but all we can do is trust y'all, because he said Jacob's going to be saved out of it. And this is why we're doing all the things that we're doing and making sure that we be here so that we can encourage one another that no matter what you see, hold on, because y'all said he's coming and he got to come. But be prepared for what's going to happen. You know, they talked about the same thing we did about having a go bag and having things ready to go when the time comes, you know, functioning, but having a plan for your family to meet at a certain place. He said, because I forgot what natural disaster took place, but they said the lines to get ration out water, they gave everybody one case of water, one loaf of bread, and something else, and the line was a mile back, a whole mile. That's how people was lined up. Whereas if we, because they were, well, this is what they were really talking about, how America is vulnerable right now for a takeover of our electrical system, and that they would be able to, right now they believe that Russia has access to take over our electrical system, and that it could go down at any point for a long period of time, and would we be able to survive if it did that? You know, and, you know, you think about all those things. You know, we have a list together of some things that, you know, we can send you for you to be able to have, you know, and to get started, because some people don't know where to start. And I always like to have a lot of water. Like I said, I usually go to Sam's or somewhere and get there. They get 40 bottles of water for $2.98, you know, and just stock them in there, because some of you all have houses. Just find a room in your basement or somewhere and stock them in there and drink them, you know. And as you drink a case, replace one, you know. And they would, and who was, I think it was Dan Rather. They interviewed Dan Rather, and he was saying, you know, I never really realized, you know, how significant this stuff was until I saw, you know, all of the proof and all of the evidence. And he said what it made me do was get some dried food prepared for my children, my children's children, my wife and myself, and water and everything stored up for my family. He said, I just didn't really realize, you know, at this point how serious this is, you know, because we go about our life every day doing the things that we do. And I just looked around the day at all the people at my job, and I was like, wow. You know, I wonder, is anybody sitting down telling these people to at least do a little bit? Just do a little bit. You know, because my mom is elderly, and my sister has some medical challenges. And when I go buy water, I have to get enough for everybody, and I just take my nephew or somebody over there with me, and he loads the water in their house, you know, so that they can have enough water, because we got to look out for one another. I know she can. My mom is 75. She's not going to be able to lift a case of water and bring it in the house. So for you all that are elderly, you know, get your family members to go with you to the store, you know, get one of your nephews and nieces or somebody and pay them to be able to get that water, you know, in your house. If you're in an apartment, pay one of the kids in the building to carry the water up the steps to your front door. We've got to make sure we have the things that we need. Really, really serious, you know. And like I say, each one of those clips is an hour long, you know, and when you really start to understand what's been going on, it all works together. All of the presidents have been working together to build up this gigantic crescendo. And when they finally reveal it to us, it's not going to be you're not going to have any other choice. You're going to have to make some serious changes in your life, you know, because everything is animated now. Everything is animated. You know, everything is robotic. They're moving toward the robotic. To the point where even if you call on a phone number, you're going to reach a robot first, and you have to talk through the prompts of the robot before you can even get an opportunity to speak to a live person. You know? And it's going to really get bad. I mean, you know, some of us have come on here and said, you know, we have family members on drugs, our children, some of our children are on drugs and different things like that. All that's going to stop. So people are going to automatically go through withdrawals. You know, it's going to stop. You know, he talked about how, like Brother Yerushalayim said, he talked about how the guillotines, how they ordered so many guillotines and the caskets and stuff like that. He said because they learned something during the Nazi camp when they had killed all those people and threw all those people in the mass graves, how it contaminated the soil. So now they've ordered these what they call casket linings. But like the man said, these too big to be casket linings. No casket is going to fit in there. Or it's not going to fit inside of there. So, you know, and they have lids on them. So, you know, and you know, we know all this stuff. Like I said, this isn't new to us. We've been talking about this stuff for the last 4-8 years. Before Obama came into office, we've been talking about this stuff. And now here we are. You know, and it's amazing how, you know, we see all these things and we notice, but it was an eye-opener for me. It really was. You know, it really was. It scared me a little bit. I'm just going to be honest, you know, because your mind automatically, if you're a parent, it reverts to your children. You know, what do I do? They're not listening to me. What can I do to get their attention so that they can at least be somewhat prepared? You know, what happens if the children are in school and something happens and there's a major catastrophe? How do we get everybody in the same location? You know, I have a grandmother that's in a nursing home. Who's going to be designated to get her from the nursing home and make sure that she reaches the destination where all of us are? Because these social service workers and all these nursing home workers, they're going to go see about their own family. You know, and you got to have something in place to make sure that you have those things covered. And then you ask yourself, is the car's going to work? Will we be able to drive our cars if something happens and the electrical grid goes down for a little while? You know, and it really made me sit down and all of those things, you know, and get organized with all of those things, you know, or some of the camps, you know, doing something to make sure that people have what they need. If the church, you know, preparing the people, or they have an emergency meeting to have people put together emergency plans and all that kind of stuff. You know, so it was interesting. I mean, it was really interesting to see, you know, how far along they are and that they're really ready to implement these things. And something is holding them back. Something's holding them back. And I really do believe that it's Israel, but they talked about the ovens, and they got these big, gigantic ovens that hold so many people, and, you know, and that it's more cost-effective to use the guillotine as a form of punishment now, because it doesn't really, you know, you don't have to worry about lethal injection, and you don't have to worry about this, and it's just a matter of how many people can we kill in the course of a day. If you're cutting off a head every five seconds or every 10 seconds, somebody is being held up to the guillotine and the head being chopped off, and how quick it is and how cost-effective it is. I mean, you're hearing this kind of stuff in our lifetime. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable, the things that we are hearing in our lifetime, which the Bible talks about. It talks about all of these things. You know, it's critical. You know, to know that we're here now. You know, and it don't matter whether you're Messianic, non-Messianic, purple, blurple, blue, whatever you are. We all going to get the same. It's Jacob's trouble. That's what the Bible calls it. He said it's the time of Jacob's trouble. So we know it's directed toward us. It talked about how the man came out and he was a whistleblower. He told about the list and how they had colors for the different people. And that if they went around to the neighborhood, because they're listening in on our phone calls and the things that we're doing, and they'll put an X on your mark on your mailbox on the curb where your house is, and they'll put a color code there so that if it's red, they know when it's time to come and get you, they just gonna pull you out your house and kill you. If it's blue, they're going to take you to the concentration camps and try to reprogram you. If it's yellow, they're just going to leave you there because they know that you're easy to be conformed. And, you know, you hear these things, and I've heard this over and over again, but never have I heard the person who actually told everybody come out and say it, and all of that's in there too. He told them. All that stuff is in there. He stood up and told them the system that was going on and how they had that system set up. And these are the things, like I said, they said that people started to get nervous and they started to panic. So they went to check out some of what he said, and sure enough, they rolled up in some of these neighborhood houses, and there the color codes was. And, of course, they tried to explain it away, oh, that's not what that means. The lady was like, they were asking one of the homeowners, like, have you ever had anything like this at your property? She said, I've never had my property marked for any reason at all, not like this. And it was color-coded. So you know what color they're going to give us, because the Most High said it's the time of Jacob's trouble. And, you know, and you think about all that stuff, and you say, okay, well, if they're going to be that vicious, and he says that it's a time that never will be in the history of man, how are we going to escape it? And see, that's your frail mind saying those things. What's going to happen to get us from one location to the next? You know, are we already going to be gone? You know, those are the questions that you ask yourself, because, you know, as much as we talk and as much as we teach, we don't really know for sure exactly how the sequence of orders that it's going to be, and nobody does. The Most High didn't sit down with none of us and say, okay, Yaina, this is exactly how I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it at this exact way and be ready and tell the people. We're reading the same scriptures and everybody's coming up with the conclusion to the best of their ability. To the best of their ability. And that's all we can do. To the best of our ability is the things that we can do. And to be able to, you know, like I said, I don't want to ever lead anybody astray, ever. That is never my intention. I'm not doing this to make a name for myself. I'm just trying to be obedient, and I'm doing the best I can with the information that was given and the way the Most High leads me in the Word. You know, and when He has provided me with the mechanism where I do hear Him say no. You know, so I'm doing the best that I can. I don't ever want anybody to think, well, that's giant, you told me. No, I'm doing the best I can because I'm following my own leading, and I encourage everyone to continue to pray, stay close to the Most High, and make sure you hear His voice, keep His laws, His statutes, and His commandments, and do the best that you can with everything that you're doing, and that's all we can do at this point. We can't do anything else. Because this is going to be to a level they were even talking about being able to fix, put something in the brain now where that you won't even have to speak anymore, that you will have the ability to speak to one another through mental telepathy. I will know what you're thinking, and you'll know. I mean, they're taking it to a whole nother level, you know, and it's to the point where they're not trying to have humans anymore. They're trying to have a hybrid, this being that can be controlled. They're altering DNA. They're doing all kind of stuff, you know. And like I said, by the time they let it out and let us know about it, they're 50 years down the line. 50 years. You know, all the laboratories and things that it talks about all of it. And whoever this guy was that put this together, he did a heck of a job because I was engaged through the whole thing like, wow. You know, these are all the things that we've been talking about. You know, he pulls up interviews and different things. And, you know, they had pulled up an interview with Bill Clinton. And the lady was like, you know, they're talking about how these other countries is coming in trying to take over our country. And they have this and that and the other going on. And he said, listen to what his answer that he gave her. And he was like, yeah, I know all about that. He said, but, you know, we can never be out there alone. He said, we have to make alliances with these countries in the 21st century. We can't be out there by ourselves. He said, all we can do is protect ourselves to the best that we can, but we can't be out there alone. And he was basically confirming it for her and saying, yeah, that's true. That is the way it's set up, but we don't have a choice. You know? So, I mean, you know, this is crucial. I mean, this is something, wow. You know, and then I said, well, maybe, you know, we would be better off with some sort. I don't know how the Most High going to do it. I just hope that we get a chance to go into the wilderness. I really do. I hope we get a chance to go into the wilderness before it gets too bad. Because he said Jacob shall be saved out of it. So I'm hoping and praying, you know, that we will be able to get out of here before it gets too bad. Because and like I said, they're ready to implement some of these things. They're ready to put these things into motion and get these things going. You know, we just have to continue. We're going to continue to be here as long as we possibly can. You know, we're moving up on 2019. You know, the prayer is still going on every morning at 6 o'clock. Or at midnight every day, and we're doing the best that we can to make this happen, you know. But, you know, when we get close to the 2019 day, you know, we just don't know what to expect. You know, we don't know what to expect. We don't. You know, we don't know, you know, how things are going to be, but we're going to do our best, and we're going to continue to be the nation of Yehuda and go where we need to go and handle what we need to handle. Because our ultimate goal is, you know, to be non-combative, you know, and to, you know, just stick close to the scriptures and the word of God and to praise Yah, you know, and give Him praise and honor. And, you know, and trust that He will protect us because we know He will. But we're going to see some things, I'm telling you. I am truly sad. If anybody want to push one, please feel free to do that. You know, I don't mean to scare you, but I do. And I'm just going to tell you the truth. I don't mean to scare you, but I do. Because I don't want you to ever get to the point where you're comfortable enough to be like, oh, well, we got time. We don't know how much time we have. You know, we don't know how much time we have. I would rather have the stuff and not need it than need it and not have it. So encouraging everyone to get what you need, you know, so we can do what we need to do. Yeah, because this is real tough stuff going on here. You know, we got to make this thing work for us and ask the Most High to keep our, you know, to temper our spirit so that we're not scared and nervous, you know, and we can function every day, you know, because the closer we get, you know, they get nervous. This stuff is directed just toward us. They get nervous. I see you, 504. I saw you call back in. Let me open up your mic. Your mic is open, 540.
Hey, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing just fine. It's going to be okay. Just hang in there. I got a question to ask you. So,
yes,
I mean, what was that site? What was that site that you were on today?
It's a YouTube clip. It's called The Globalist Purge.
It's three parts.
It's called The Globalist Purge, and then there's a semicolon, and it has UN invasion, martial law, Walmart closings, and FEMA camps. And it's three parts.
UN invasion?
Yep, UN invasion, martial law, Walmart closings, and FEMA camps. And you know what?
Right.
I know it's going to be okay, but you think about your family. You know, you can't not think about your family. You know, I have a very large family, you know, and you think about all the people that just are not listening, you know, and it's
right.
Like, man, these people just, you know, because when this thing go down, it's going to be like, man, you know, and I believe that the Most High is going to have a space and a span where he's going to open up their eyes. And the ones that are supposed to survive will survive, but it's going to be tough. I'm telling you.
Yes, indeed. It will be. And the thing is that all you can do is just try to warn as much as possible, try to plead with them to wake up, because the ones that are straddling the fence, when they see what's happening, they will be meeting those that are into the partying and want to get high and, you know, doing the worldly things that they do. Well, it might take a little bit of convincing for them, but I believe that Yah is going to get them.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be rough, though. You know that, right? It's going to really be rough.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's going to be rough.
That's why you make sure that you have enough food and water and batteries for flashlights if you need to, and if you need to get out of here. You know, if you're in the city, I would suggest that you get out of the city.
That's what they said a lot of people were going to end up going to rural areas. But where do you go? I mean, you know what I'm saying? If you go out of the city, where do you go?
That's what we did. That's exactly what we did.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the best thing to do right there. If you can get out, you get out. If you know anybody that's in a rural area in the country, if you can talk to them, make arrangements now.
Yeah, yeah. And guess what? And you've got to have some sort of, you're going to have some sort of weaponry system to protect yourself.
Say that again?
You know? You're going to have some sort of a weapon to protect yourself and your food and your family. Because a lot of people are not going to be prepared.
No, because there was a video that my wife and I have, and it was basically kind of like Escape from L.A. It was a family that it was a blackout, no power, nothing. And people they couldn't go to the stores. The truck stopped moving. And you know, once the truck stopped moving, there's not going to be anything on the shelves. But anyway, this family had to escape. from L.A. in the vehicle that they had. They tried to stay in their house as long as they could, but you had people coming over there trying to rob them.
These
people
saw
were
that.
In the
I city. Saw that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There you go. So
yep,
you can never be fully, you can never be fully prepared, but you do the best that you can, and try not to panic. Try not to panic.
Yeah, I saw that movie. I did, because she kept telling her husband it was time to leave, and he didn't want to leave. Remember, she said, "Don't you think we need to leave?" And he was like, "No, it ain't gonna get that bad." And she kept telling him, "It's time to leave." You know.
Right.
Yeah, I saw that. That's critical. Yeah, I mean, you know, and you think about all the single mothers with the children. You know what I mean? And oh my goodness.
I think about the
really
lot.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I can. I was just saying. I just hope that the women that are single mothers, you know, that you know, I just want y'all to come get us. I really do. I really want him to come and get us, you know, so we can be out of here, you know, and no matter what it looks like, even though the nations are coming together to try to create an alliance with each other, I still, you know that Yah's word is not going to come back void, and he's going to do what he said he's going to do. But it's just, mm-hmm. you know, the whole, I just want him to be able to protect the but that's, I guess, that's his job to do that. I think about the children, you know, the orphans and the older people that's in the nursing homes and all that kind of stuff. It's just a lot, you know, and you try not to let your mind go through that, but you can't help it when you care about people.
Exactly, because I think about those that are in prison. You know, I want them, and I even want to take our dead with us. I really do.
That would be interesting if they let us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if not, then hey, then you know, hey, Yah will raise them up, and he will bring them over there where we are. So.
Yeah.
But yes,
yeah.
I want everybody, all of us out of here, every last one of us.
Oh, it's just a lot. You know, you just think about how they are rearing up and putting stuff in place against us. So because
mm-hmm.
they don't want us, you know, to come to that knowledge, and they want everybody under that one system, and it's just not going to be a one, it's not going to be like that. You know, because
yeah.
the most I knew.
Yep. You're going to have resistance, and that's all there is to it, because not everybody is going to go for what the Pope is trying to do or what this shadow government is trying to do.
Yeah, and they even said that the people that are really behind it is Rome. They was like, it looks like Rome is trying to revamp what they had years ago. Oh, my goodness. You know?
They talk about Africa being in the Dark Ages back then, but it was actually Europe that was in the Dark Ages.
Yeah.
And Rome tried to go on to a unified Europe, and she was not totally successful. She had some things in place, but other things weren't in place. So she's trying it again.
It is something. I'm telling you, it's something to see. It is something. It's like, wow. But you just got to keep, you know, we got to keep doing what we're doing, because at the end of the day, that's all we have. We can't do nothing else, you know, and we can't really fret, because the Most High is going to keep His word. He's going to keep His word. His
yes,
word
he
is coming
and
back for
us. Here's something that we can do. Matter of fact, two things. One is pray, and the other one is unify. If we become united as people, if we become united as a people, I don't care if you're Muslim, if you're atheist, if you're whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If we can unite, then we have a fighting chance. We have a fighting chance.
Yeah,
all
that's
this bickering,
true.
All this arguing and going back and forth. This is what they want us to do.
Yeah, that's true.
My wife and I, we saw a from Baltimore where the gangs, the Crips and the Bloods, they had a truce. And yet the cops up there trying to go ahead on to make them fight.
They had better, because this ain't going to be no joke right here. Serious. You know, when you really realize it's time to put down the fighting and all the foolishness, you better.
Yeah. God, boy.
That's just critical. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, once the trucks stop moving, it ain't going to matter no way, because ain't nobody going to get nothing. They said the stores would be cleaned out in a matter of minutes. Because people are not going to go home. And think about the elderly people who can't fight with the regular people to get nothing to eat. They just going to starve.
Yeah, you know, you go back to the Bible when you read about the siege of Jerusalem. What happened inside those walls? The old people, they were trying to eat, and the young, with the food still inside the old people's mouths, took the food from their mouths and ate it. Also, you had cannibalism going on. You had all kind of chaos. The cities is going to be terrible. It is going to be terrible.
But don't you think that they're going to come out to the suburbs too? That they're going to get the same inkling that everybody else is going to get and come out there looking? Because desperate people do desperate things. They really do.
Oh, yeah, but the thing is that, you know, if you're out in the country, I'm not talking about the suburbs now, because, see, that's close to the city. Because, you know, you got to walk. Because if the gas pumps are down, no kind of electricity is going on at that time period, you're going to have problems. You're going to be expending out a lot of energy, and especially if you're going to be walking up and down hills. But I believe what's going to happen is that the way for this one world government to get going is that once they allow the chaos to ensue, there's going to be order out of chaos, and the Pope is going to come on the scene and say, "I can help. If you follow me, I'll feed." And a lot of people is going to go on for that because they want the order to go back the way that it was. They want their lives to go back the way that it was, and that's where the problem is going to lie. And that's all people. I don't care who you are. That's why if you don't know how to fast, you better learn fast. And if you don't know how to go on to curtail, then maybe sometimes having one meal a day, you better learn.
That's true, because it ain't going to be much. And, you know, they were talking about having a go bag where you could pick up and go. You know, we all got to start getting in shape because you may have to walk. You just never know what the deal, because like I said, most of these cars is on a computer chip.
EMP, knock out everything.
Yeah.
You could be right out there. You could be right out there, 25 miles or even 5 miles from your house, and you got to walk up and down hills. If you can't do those hills, and some of these hills are pretty darn steep.
I know.
So if you can't do those things, I don't know.
I know. You know, and I was thinking about maybe getting a little moped, one of them little mopeds that don't take a whole lot of gas, you know, because you got to be able to move in between traffic. You're going to have to be able to get, you know what I'm saying, where everybody's going to have the inkling to get out of town. You know, the highways are going to be packed out.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And you're going to have old clunkers about there. You're going to have people that's going to be having heart attacks because folks are panicking, all kind of stuff. Plus, out of that, you're going to have marauders out there that's going to come there and try to steal what you have any food, any water, anything that is of value. So there's some things to really think about.
It is. And, you know, no matter how much we try, you know, everybody doesn't think it's going to happen. They be like, oh, I got time. You know, and it's like, no, we really don't have a whole lot of time. You know, we don't have any time to think we have time. We got to get something set up because you'll feel much better just to have something in the event something happens.
Right.
You know?
Right. Got that right.
You know, like I used to always tell them, I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Yep.
You know, it's critical.
True.
But that right there, those three, oh, my goodness, you wait till you see that. You just wait till you get a chance to really see that, because that was like, wow, you know, you know about it, and it wasn't anything that I didn't already know. I knew about it. I knew, you know, some of the stuff that he was talking about. You know, we had copies of different things that we got on the internet we were able to see and prove. But when they tell the story the way they did, it was like, oh, my goodness. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you look at all these people that's walking around in a daze. They don't know what's going on from one minute to the next. They don't.
And the ones that are on drugs, I tell you, they're going to be crazy. Absolutely crazy. Because they can't get the fix that they need. They're going to be extremely violent. They're going to be looking for anything and everything that you have that they can sniff, pop, shoot, whatever it takes, or smoke, whatever it takes to grow up, try to maintain that high.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is so very true.
It ain't just the black ones. It's also the white ones too, because there's a lot of crystal meth everywhere. So
I know
these folks are going crazy.
It's gonna be like the night of the living dead, and all the people that you know what I'm saying, and that they gonna have to, even the people that used to having sugar, you know, just to have that sugar withdrawal system. It's gonna be the same thing. It's gonna be the same thing.
Yep. You're absolutely correct.
No, it's just something to be able to see it. You know, and it's just something, you know, but I guess we gotta go here. Because they said that, and they talked about how they're going to tear this nation down, and they talked about this is how the things that they're going to do. They said, I mean, the interviews were profound with the people that they had, that they were actually interviewing, and the information that they were giving. You know, it wasn't anything, and the man actually went to where the concentration camps and stuff were, and he talked about how the guy let him come on his property and look at all the things that they had. And I'm like, wow, you know, and he talked about how, you know, the guillotines and stuff was there. So we know that because Brother Yerushalayim told us about those. He told us.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm quite sure that they're going to go on, that they have that device to be able to burn bodies very quickly. Because back in World War II, when the Nazis were up there burning the victims, it took days to be burning bodies. So you had a backup. Now they can go on. They can put them in a incinerator device. That's a miniature nuclear heat source, and burn up a body quickly.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna try to go on and try to erase that, so that way nobody will be able to talk about it, and they're not even going to be speaking about it. Just like, you know, we found out about the punch bowl here. I mean, not here where we are, because there was nothing like that, but I'm talking about over in Mississippi, you know, and also the place down there, I think it was in Texas, where those prisoners were killed or whatever. Yeah, so, I mean, it's a whole lot of atrocities that have gone on in this nation. Blood has been spilled, and this nation is just terrible.
Yeah, and you know, it's time. Judgment time is here. It's here. It is truly here. And and unfortunately, he said we were going to see it, and we're going to have to sit through this and see it. And it will affect us. He's probably going to make sure Israel have what they need. But just to be able to see, you know, you people think that they, just to be able to see other people starving and people hungry and all that kind of stuff, you can't imagine, you know, the psychological trip that the Israelites went through in Egypt, to be able to see Egypt from a distance on fire and it's burning and people screaming, and you all right. You sitting back with you good.
Well, you go back to when they were in Egypt in the land of Goshen, and when the death angel was going around, when people were there, they were hollering. And the Israelites, they could hear them. They could hear the screams.
I don't know. It's just a lot. you just be looking like this is a lot, you know, and it's not, you know, and you would have to be cold-blooded not to be affected by anybody who loses their life. I mean, you know, we have the ability to be very compassionate on the people who have done us wrong. You know what I mean? And to be able to see,
right,
you know, babies dying and women and children, and stuff, that's a lot.
Well, we've been sanitized to it for a while because, I mean, ever since the this computer age where you can fire a missile and it's got a camera on it so that there are humans inside a building and destroy the building with men, women, and children, and you don't hear the outrage from the public.
Right, that's true. That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care. They don't really care. You know, but you know what? I can say this. We on our way home. It's gonna be a hell of a experience when we finally do leave here, but we on our way home. And he's going to make sure that we see the damage that he's going to get done. And this year may happen. It really is. And, you know, because I kept saying, what's holding it back? What's holding it back?
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be us. It has to be us.
It is, because we're not unified.
They wiped us out a long time ago. Huh?
We're not unified. And, when you know, we have some of us that are praying to the right Elohim,
mm-hmm,
and a lot of us that praying to the wrong one, or none, or either none at all, and they're thinking that their mind is their body. They think that they're reasoning because they've gone there to school. Oh man, cut off. Hello.
Mm-hmm. I'm here. I can hear you. Yeah, I got. I want y'all to know I got cut off Sunday. They cut me off when, you know, we went overtime, and I was on my cell phone. And when you go on your cell phone like that, and if you get cut off, you can't call back in. So, you know, so. But yeah, you're right. You are so right. It is so true. It's an amazing thing. I'm telling you, it's ugly. Me too. I don't want no cars, no houses, no nothing. I'm just ready to get this over with. I want to go, and I just want to get this over with. I mean, I know we're gonna see some miraculous things. We can see some supernatural things and some miraculous things that we have never seen with our natural eye before, and that's all good, you know, because I'm half scared to walk outside anyway. I'm looking up in the sky like, okay, because I know it's coming. You know, I know it's coming.
You're not the only one, because every time when I walk outside, whether it's sunny, raining, or whatever, I look up, and I'm up there expecting to see some type of starship up there.
Mm-hmm.
I really am.
Mm-hmm.
But if not a giant, or either some type of giant crack or a giant animal, I mean, it's, you know, anything that's out of the ordinary.
Because it's coming. I mean, you know, there's nothing we can do. It's coming. It is certainly coming. And that's all we can do is just trust the Most High and be like, okay, well, here we go. You know, this is getting ready to just take it to the next level. And then you wonder, you know, are the people really ready for what they're getting ready to see? Because, I mean, I know what kind of classes we have, you know, but I don't hear a whole lot of Israelites talking about some of the stuff we're talking about. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear them saying nothing about no supernatural stuff at the end of the day. I don't. And it's like, you better get your people prepared for real, because they're going to want the answers when this stuff hit the fan like this. They're going to want to know what's going on, you know? Because I would want some answers. You know, you can't, because you've been talking all this stuff all this time, talking about it ain't going to be this way, and it's going to be that way, and then it turned out to be the way everybody else was expecting it to be, and your people are not prepared. You know? It's
true.
First giant. The first giant we see is going to change everything. It's going to change everything. And, you know, and then when I saw them and how they're so far along, I'm like, somebody is rushing them to get this done so that they can, you know, do what they need to do. Somebody is rushing them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, again.
I'll tell you something else. That was I don't know if you saw this on the net also, but that was a creature that was made by a scientist called the homunculus. H O M O N U C L E-S. I think that's
okay.
how you spell it. He had combined human sperm with a chicken egg. Put it in a thing of water. This thing grew into a tube. And as it grew, it had a red tongue on it. The first one that he had done, as it grew, it started spinning some type of green fluid up at him. And he smashed it. And it was, and of course, it was red blood. He did it again, and this time he allowed it to get bigger. And it started to have like eyes and also teeth. And of course, red tongue was out, and also kept on spitting up this type of fluid inside the tank. So he noticed that whenever he put something in there, the thing would do that, as well as it would move with it. So he decided to put a fish in there, a goldfish. And the next thing you know, the fish was around. The fish like fainted, and he kept wondering, like, well, what happened? So he stuck his hand up in there. And he got shocked. So he's like, wait a minute. He went ahead and checked the voltage off. He couldn't believe it. So this thing put out an electric current.
Wow.
So I'm saying, like, these people are doing stuff like this. What the hell is going on?
No, that's why I said we ain't seen nothing yet, because the same thing they were doing back in the day when all the stuff hit the fan, they are doing it now. They are making hybrids. They really are. They are crucial.
Yeah. Hybrids with human faces attached to it.
They are truly making hybrids, and it ain't no joke. It is really serious. Serious stuff.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, indeed. Are we the only ones online?
Yeah, we still here.
No, I said, are we the only ones online?
Oh, no, they just listen. They don't do a whole lot of talking when you start talking about this kind of stuff. They just listen. We got a whole bunch of people on the line. They just listening. They don't say nothing, you know, because sometimes they in shock. You know, anybody want to join in the conversation, please feel free to push one. You know, they just listening. You know, it's a lot to take in, you know, when you are when you're doing this, you know, when you understand what's going to happen, because it's, like I said, it's one thing to read about it. It's one thing to teach about it. It is. It's one thing to do that, but to know that they already have the chip in place, they're ready to implement the chip, they already have the technology, people are already chipped. They said all the royal family is already chipped. They got a whole city in England where the whole city has chips in them already, and they unlock their houses and they unlock their cars and all the things that are being done, they're already ready for it. They just can't implement it yet because something is holding them back.
Yep.
That's what it is. You know? Something is holding them back. And that's what we, you know, when you understand that, people get to listen to that, and then they get afraid. You know, they're like, oh, shoot, hold on a minute. You know, and you don't mean to scare anybody. You know, it's not the situation where we're trying to scare anybody on purpose, but we still have to let people know what's happening because it's coming up on us.
Yeah, because nobody else is really talking about it.
No.
So,
that's what I was saying.
Gotta let folks know.
You know, everybody ready to go, but we can't move until you say so. So we're going to see some of this stuff. You know? We are getting ready to see some of this stuff. You know, we just got to be able to understand that. And there's no way to get people prepared for it because don't nobody really want to see it at the end of the day. They don't want to see it.
But that's your nightmare coming true. That's your worst on your worst coming true.
Right, absolutely. What you say? Even though you're going to be on the recipient end of it, and things are going to go on your favor, you still got to go through the nightmare first. It's like, look, can't we just skip this part? But the Most High said, no, we can't skip nothing. We got to be able to watch them suffer. And guess what? We are people
And in spite of what we have gone through, we don't want to see nobody suffer. But they got to be paid back because he said they was going to be paid back.
Yeah,
and
that's why we have to trust him. Trust him and also obey him.
Yeah. I mean, because you think about it. You think about how many of us they hung and how many of us, like you said, and I didn't even realize to the extent of what they did until you said that day about how they made mothers and sons sleep together and how they sodomized each other and how they did stuff just to create babies and all that kind of stuff. You know, and you wonder what kind of people were these people that could actually sit back and let them do that to another human being. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
because it had to be some sort of an evil or a vengeance.
How about the ones who went on and take their wives and also their children, their young children, to the picnic to watch a black man or a black woman or a black child to be hung, to be burned.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's
and they
what
make
I'm saying.
Out of it. And having feeding the alligators to alligators, you know, our babies to alligators so that they can go on and get the meat and the skin to make what, alligator soup? But how many countless medical experiments that they've done to our people?
Yeah.
All in the name of science and also you know medicine? And who got the credit?
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah. But guess what? When it flips around, we're going to see y'all do some things. We're going to see y'all do some things. And we're going to have to, you know, we can't be vengeful, but we're going to have to be able to watch it and be like, man, we tried to tell y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the reason why I say that is because I've seen people do some things. And they got away with it for a long time. They did and said things, and I watched it. And I, you know, and you be looking back like, when is the wicked going to get paid back? And you watch it and you watch it, and you just thought they were never going to get it. But let me tell you something. When the Most High got ready to get them, it was a terrible situation. You felt sorry for them. It was like, oh, my goodness. And you couldn't say nothing because guess what? Time had run out. They had enough time to repent. They had enough time to tell the truth. They had enough time to go before him and do what he needed to do. And by the time repented, if judgment came in, it wasn't nothing nobody could do. All you could do was just shake your head and look like, man. For real.
Hey, Psalm 73. And David was upset because the wicked was saying he did not realize though that their demise was coming quickly. Much quicker than he thought.
Yeah.
And then you realize he said, hey, I'm glad to be in the house of the Most High.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. You know, as much as you see them doing all the things that they're doing, you still, you know that it's coming up on them. And the things that we had no idea when we got up that boat 400 years ago that our lives was going to end up the way it was because they lied to us and told us we was going to be indentured servants. And then when that lie was revealed, and by the time they got the majority of us here, it was a whole nother ballgame, and we was in total shock that we ended up in the hands of these people. We were.
Well, you can thank Pope Nicholas for that because he was the one who had authorized the slave trade back in the 1500s. Because the first people were going into Europe, and then they started going to South America, Central America, Mexico, as well as the Americas. I mean, you know, North America. So slavery, as we know, has been going on for a long time.
Long time. And guess what? Their punishment ain't even going to be that long. It's going to be so swift and so quick. I mean, look at Greece. They said Greece is burning on fire. The man was like, people have literally burned to death. The man was standing there crying because he said the people couldn't get out of the fire, and he watched some of the people literally burn to death. Greece, right now.
Wow. Well, remember that young black boy who had gotten killed over there? Remember when he had gotten beat up? They beat
I don't
him
remember
to death?
What happened.
he was over there with his American friends. I think he went to Baylor University, and he was celebrating the fact that he was going to be the owner of this job that he had created. And he and his friends, mm-hmm. they were over there celebrating, and he was at a bar talking to one of the females who was from Greece. And of course, mm-hmm. the white men there, they didn't like what was going on. They didn't like him doing it. So they threatened mm-hmm. them. They were, exchange. And then, before you know it, a fight broke out. They did mm-hmm. nothing to help him. His American friends mm-hmm. did nothing to help him. All of them were white. So mm-hmm. he tried to run. They cornered him, and they just kept beating him and beating him and beating him until he died. And if
wow.
you notice, Trump ain't say a word about it. It wasn't put out on the national media enough at all.
Wow, I didn't even know nothing about it. I didn't even know nothing about it.
Yeah, I think it's happened about maybe like a year and a half ago.
Wow. That is critical.
Extremely.
That is critical.
You're a young guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the hatred is tough. I mean, it's worldwide. It really is. The hatred is tough.
They know who we are.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And who we are.
Mm-hmm. All because they was jealous, and that's all it was. And that's what I'm saying. You got to be careful all the time. You really do. It's just unfortunate. That's all I can say. It's just unfortunate. It is really unfortunate.
But sometimes, you know, you can be somewhere just like that young lady in Oakland at the BART station. He wasn't doing anything to anyone, her and her sister. And she didn't know that day was going to be her last day. You know?
Nope.
She probably went there many times growing up as a child and then, you know, as a teenager, and she didn't realize that this day was going to be her last day. And God came about it.
And what happened to her now? What happened to her?
Oh, you didn't hear about that? She got stabbed right in the neck.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's happening. All of us are being targeted. Men, women, and children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to take the Most High with you everywhere you go. You really do. You got to make sure that the you stay prayed up and dispatch angels out again, you know, to protect you and to protect your children and all of that, you know, because. But he said Jacob was going to be saved out of it. He did tell us that. He promised us that. He said Jacob would be saved out of it. You know, but
hallelujah.
I know one thing. Greece is on fire. You should see it. If you pull up the pictures, you can see where the cars ran into trees, and they just engulfed. The whole car just gone. Trees burnt down. Houses burnt down. They said they found family members huddled up together, or burnt up to a crisp.
How did it happen? Do you know? You know, it was like there was a spark or anything?
I don't know. Let me find out. I'm going to find out in 1 minute. Let me find out about it because I just typed in the fires in Greece, you know. I don't know how it happened.
Well, you know about the fires in California that they're trying to burn out houses out there, right?
Mm-mm.
Well, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead. Finish.
Well, apparently, something is flying around. Aircraft, of course. I don't know what type. But you know how when lightning strikes, you know how jagged it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thing strikes. It's like lightning, but it's not jagged like lightning. It's like a laser beam. And they said that it specifically pinpoints the houses to burn up the houses, but yet the lot is not on fire or anything else
Wow.
around it.
Wow. Wow. Well, I mean, do you know, and you don't think that that is the power of Yah. But some of this stuff is Yah doing, you know what I mean? To the point where it's like, you know, and it just seems like because it's so sporadic and people, you know, it's not anything that you can pinpoint and say, okay, this happened and this happened and this happened. It, you know, we see it on the news. We don't realize that a lot of this stuff is the judgment of the Most High. It just is. It is. It really is. It's the judgment of Yah. It says it was wildfires that they went through. It says Greek authorities ordered mass evacuation as fire rages. Wildfires. And it says cities and houses. They said it pushed the people out into the water, into the water so that they didn't get burned up. That's how bad it was.
Oh, why?
Yeah. People were actually standing out in the water. People in wheelchairs in the water.
That is something else.
Mm-hmm. In the water. And this was 2 days ago. 2 days ago that this happened.
Wow.
But we're going to see more than that in a minute. That's why I said we have to brace ourselves for the inevitable because it's going to get ugly. You know, and it's going to get ugly. It's going to be a lot of things done and said, and it's going to get ugly. All we're going to be able to do is look at them, and hopefully it'll scare us into making sure that we cover ourselves too.
That's it.
You know?
I don't want to be lost.
Me neither.
I don't
want to go through this. Me neither. Me neither.
I don't want to go through hell twice. I really don't.
Me either. And hopefully, you know, we will get in and make it where we're supposed to go. But it was really, I mean, you know, it's getting here. It's getting here. It's amping up, you know. And then you see all these other activists on television, you know, and they're trying to make it on the internet, trying to make it seem like, is they God doing this? But no, this is Yah. Yah is getting ready to, he said, we're going to see the destruction of this nation. He said that.
Well, we're seeing it now. We're seeing it now.
Yeah. He said, we're going to see the destruction of this nation. You know, and they can't rush it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They like I said, they've been held back. It's something holding them back. From doing, you know, what they need to do. It's something holding them back. It is. It's something holding them back. It really is. It's something holding them back. Let me see what it says here. It says, let me see. It says a large fire broke out. Has broken out on the Greek island of Evia near Athens. The government said the two villages evacuated less than a month after more than 90 people died in Greece's worst ever wildfire. The prime minister is in close contact with the interior minister over the large fire in Evia. The prime minister, Alexis Tsipras, office said, it says force from entire region has been transferred here. Some 500 people in local villages have been evacuated as a precaution. Around 250 firefighters with 62 fire engines supported by troops were operating in the area. Greece is still mourning 94 deaths from the wildfire. They said over 30 people have been hospitalized. This is the country's worst fire calamity prompted the resignation and sacking of the head of the police and the fire brigade, in addition to the minister responsible for state security. They resigned. They said we didn't do what we were supposed to do. They resigned from the whole thing.
Are there any other nations over there trying to help them?
I don't know. Let me see what they say. Let me see. But I know when I looked at it, and I saw all them people standing in the water. I'm like, what is all the people standing in the water for? Yeah.
They try to
and
get
it was
through.
Just a wildfire. Yeah, I guess not. You know, try not to burn up because that was something else. You know,
yeah.
It's just something else to be caught in a fire like that and you can't get out. you know, but I don't know. It's just a lot. It is really a lot. You know, we got to get our young people engaged, too, because, you know, I know the young lady was on our call, and we definitely going to get her, and we want the young people to start talking because we got to get our kids out of this mess. We really do.
Yes, kids and grandkids and great-grandkids.
You know, we got to get them out.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you know, I don't know. It's so much work to be done. I just hope we have enough time to get it done. Huh?
And we can just get them to stop watching that crazy television. That's one of the things right there. Or if they're going to watch it, watch stuff that is pertinent.
Yeah, that's true.
That's going to teach them something.
Yep, that's true. That is so true. Let me see. It says the blaze took hold in a dry pine forest in a village close to Athens. It says shocking video footage shows how a forest fire has turned the city skyline orange.
Now that's a fire.
Yeah, that's a fire. It said that the fire prompted the mass evacuation of the village in central Evia, about 44 miles from Athens. And as a precaution, they did get a chance to evacuate most of the people. It says, despite constant drops of water by aircraft and helicopters, it has been impossible to check its path. Greek fire services says 50 personnel, 21 vehicles, 4 firefighting airplanes, and helicopters are tackling the fire to bring it under control. It just says that it comes after wildfire near the Capitol killed 94 people in July. Witnesses report seeing corpses, while shocking images show burnout cars, thick black clouds of smoke. The devastating fire prompted the minister to replace the civil protection minister and the head of the fire brigade and the police. I guess they had never seen anything like this before. If they declared a state of emergency, they said buses, water trucks, and machinery are being provided to help battle the fire. I mean, he's burning it down.
And then, you know, this must be a supernatural fire then, because that's the only thing I can think of.
It has to be.
And also the fact is that back during Greece's reign, you know, when they reigned the known world, they went down to Israel, and they made the Israelites to choose their gods to sacrifice unclean animals and to eat unclean animals and to not follow Yah's laws.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe this is finally getting back to them.
Yeah. Because they said all the nations that did us wrong is going to be done away with, all of them. Yeah. They're not going to get away. Nobody's going to get away. Nobody.
Mm-mm.
He means what he says, too. Nobody's going to get away. You know, and like I said, we see it and we think it's a coincidence. You know, but it could be just be y'all doing it a little bit at a time. Like, I'm going to start this way, and then when I finish, I'm going to end up this way, and then it's just totally destroyed. So they're going to pay. All of them going to pay for what they've done. Ooh, boy.
Mm.
You know? It's serious business. You know, because this is real serious. You know, they did it to us. They did this to us. And the closer we get to the time, we're going to see more and more and more and more and more the closer we get to the time. And it's getting close. We're almost 12 months away. Well, we 5 days away from being 12 months away.
And that is something else right there.
Yes. Ooh, the number 12, for the 12 tribes of Israel.
Oh, if I could just make a plea to every black person in America and also around the world, if they would just wake up at 6 a.m. in the morning and get down upon their knees like some of us are doing now and just read that prayer every morning, it would be a great help. Y'all would see that we are serious and cry out to him. Don't even be ashamed. Oh, if we could all do that. He will hear from heaven. He will heal our land.
It's amazing. We almost there. We almost there. You know, like I said, we've done it. You know, it brings tears to your eyes when you realize that we did it. We made it. We made the cut. We got the 400 years in. We 12 months away from the 400 years being in. It's amazing.
I know that the apostles, they wanted to be here to see this.
Yeah, they here. They still here. I don't know where they are, but I know they're here. I wonder, is he going to bring it into their remembrance, you know? I wonder if he's going to allow them to know that they, you know, that they're here. It is something. I'm telling you, something to see. We make it as though we at this point. We're here now. Ain't no turning back. And then I think that what would be really nice is to make sure that we get everyone who is associated with what we're doing to call in on Sunday, because the Sunday is the 19th, and that Monday when we hit that 20th mark, we ought to have a conference call or something, because that's major right there.
Hey, we'll be there.
If you're gonna have it on
Monday, we'll be there.
I think we should. I mean, because that's a major milestone right there. I think everybody ought to be on that call. And the reason why I say a conference call is because we can hold up to 1,000 people on that call, you know, and we can just let it just flow. Just everybody come on there that Monday night, you know, and make it for a specific time. And you know, we celebrate, and because we 12 months away, we're going to count this thing down. We can really count it down.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, we are about to count this thing down. And, you know, whether they understand it or not, you know, it's still happening, and the Most High is allowing us to be here to see this thing do it, to see it manifest itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what I feel that should happen. I know that there's another group that's definitely going to be in prayer on that day. They're fasting on that day. So we're going to set up something and really realize, you know, figure out why they're doing it, and we're going to fast together. And, you know, we're going to see if everybody will come on a conference call and just, you know, just give Yah the praise, you know, and give him the glory, because we're here now. And we're alive to see this. I ain't supposed to be here. I've had things happen in my life where I wasn't supposed to be here. But for the grace of Yah, he allowed me to see this. You know?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So I know that, like I said, I know they're fasting. You know, I'll find out what their fasting times are, and then we'll put something together and definitely do it too, and then we come together on the call, and we'll make this thing happen, because we need to give y'all some serious praise on this note. You know, because the next month we'll count down, we're going to be 11 months away, and then we're going to count down, and we're going to be 10 months away. And, you know, 12 months go by real fast.
Yes, indeed.
They go by real fast.
2018 is going back
very quickly. 28, yeah, we're here now. So, I mean, you know, like I said, we'll get something together and make sure that everybody has an opportunity to know what's going on. And, you know, this is the time you invite your family members if they want to know what's going on. And, you know, we can blow the shofar and just really fellowship with each other and, you know, talk about the journey and the things, you know, that we've gone through since we've been allowed to process during this time. And, you know, the Most High has granted us the privilege, you know, to be a part of this and to be alive at this day and time. You know, and it just give you some praise. You know, and every month when we hit that mile marker, we ought to come together every month until the last month when we're walking in Washington, D.C., and we're going to bow down before the Most High and as a nation. You know.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because I think that's when it's going to happen. You know, as a nation, we come together and say we're sorry. No,
that's what we do
as a nation, and then we can. Then you know, we ask him to humbly deliver us from here, You know, we can't rush him, but we would love to leave today.
Yes.
You know,
right
I'm
now.
Rushing with that. Oh, my goodness. Woo, it's a lot. You know, we would love to be able to just take flight and do what we need to do, however we do it. Some people say he's going to come get us by spaceship, whatever he chooses to do. As long as it's his spaceships and his eyes, I'm going. You know what I'm saying?
That's
I
it.
Might be a little scared, but I'm getting on them. Take me wherever we're supposed to be, you know?
Yeah, I'll even
I
get
don't want to. Huh?
I'll even get on a cloud.
Well, you know what? We may have the opportunity to do that. We definitely may have the opportunity to do that real soon. Well, I don't want us to keep talking, but anybody else that want to push one, please feel free to do that. I think we're going to end this at 8 o'clock. I mean, I think we have talked about everything that we could possibly talk about. I wanted to be able to play some of that clip for you, but I had to work a little late, so I didn't get a chance to get everything together. But I definitely want you all, when you get a chance and you hang up from here, if you have a chance, it's called The Globalist Purge. It's called The Globalist Purge. And put it up so I can give you the right one. It's called The Globalist Purge, P-U-R-G-E. That's what it's called. And it's called, it says UN invasion, martial law, Walmart closing, and FEMA camps. They do in part one, part two, and part three. And each one of them is an hour long. And the last one is 59 minutes long. You know, and they, like I said, whoever put that together, he did a beautiful job. He did a beautiful job putting all that information together. You know, because it's really there now. You know, and you know, this is the kind of stuff that you send off to your family members, because whether you Israel or not, it's still going to happen. You still got to have food stored up and water stored up and different things in place, medication. You know, make sure you get your medication and stuff together and all that kind of stuff you need. If you're diabetic, make sure you have everything you need, you know, that you have enough for you to do what you need to do. Because I'm telling you, it's going to be a different time. And you know what I noticed is that all of the shows that they have on television that talk about alien invasion or, you know, aliens coming back and taking over, right at the brink of when they're supposed to come back, they take the show off the air. Like Colony, for instance, Colony. I used to watch Colony, and they took it. It ended right when the invasion came to take over and annihilate the humans. The whole show ended. The series ended. Same way with The Event.
Right.
The Event was another one where Blair Underwood played in it as the president of the United States. Same situation. As soon as it got to the point where they were supposed to come to Earth and take over, they took it off the air. Took it off the air.
That would frustrate me to no end.
But, you know, I think they did that for a reason, because they don't want anything to take over with what's going to happen for real. That's why I think they're doing it, because they don't want anything to interfere with what's getting ready to happen for real.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's getting ready to happen for real.
You know, Ronald Reagan, when he was in office, he had said that humanity, all this bickering that's going on back and forth, I'm paraphrasing you. He basically said that if there was an outside force that would come, like an alien invasion, I wonder if we would still have all the arguments. And he said that around, I think, 85, 86. Independence Day movie came out, the first one came out in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw all the countries that came together as one unit to try to fight these things.
I know.
So they're all trying to go on to brainwash us into thinking that we have to unify against the Most High.
Yep, that's true. But guess what? If the ones don't do it, the ones who don't want to unify, they just won't get to do it. We can't wait on them. I mean, because we're doing the best we can to get the information out there. We just can't wait on them.
Mm-hmm.
We can't.
Well, hey, we are leaving. When it's time to go, we are leaving.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the mighty God. I'm ready. You know, I say that all the time, and I told my grandson, I said, Grandma, leaving. So he's my, well, when I'm leaving, I said, well, I don't know whether you are or not, but I'm telling you, I'm leaving. So I'm not going to stay behind. I have tried my best to teach you all and show you all, and, you know, it's going to be on y'all. You're going to have to figure this one out on your own, but I'm going to have to go. I ain't going to be able to do this. I'm not staying behind and suffer for nobody. I'm not. You know, I'm really not. I don't mean to be mean, but I can't do that. I can't. I'm not going to put my life in jeopardy, you know. And I have a big family. I really do. And, hey, you know, and I think they're more afraid because I've stopped talking. Because I'm not talking no more. I don't have time for that. I'm not getting ready to wear myself out. You know, we're going to do the best we can, and I'm just going to let them do whatever, but I'm making preparations to do what I need to do.
There you go.
So,
not only physical, well, but he's also mental.
Say again?
Not only physical, but also emotional and mental.
And, you know, and what's going to be said is that the people that we, our family members that we've tried to tell and then get it together when the stuff hit the fan, you know, they're going to come to your house. And you're not going to be able to give them your things that you have. You're not.
That's if they'll be able to come. That's if they'll be able to come. Because once they lock the city down, ain't nobody going nowhere.
That's true. That is true. And look at how
that
terrible that's going to be.
Oh, yeah, man. They
go ahead. Those are the things that bother me the most, because I think about all the young mothers with the kids and stuff that's getting all these food stamps. They ain't thought about buying one case of water, not one. They're not going to know what to do.
None of them in that situation. He's going to know what to do.
Yeah. That's the part that bothers me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And I don't have the funding and the money to go around. I wish I could just go back cases and a whole semi-truck full of water and dry food and just drop them off at different. I can't afford to do that. I don't have it like that.
All you can do is tell them. All you can do is warn them. And pray for them.
No. Yeah, that's why I said we're going to see a lot. We're going to see a lot of different things happening. And a lot of people are going to be hurting. And a lot of people are going to pass away. And we got to keep it moving no matter what we see. You know, because like I said, the children of Israel, they smelled the flesh burning. They smelled death and everything when they left. You know, because Egypt was on fire.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
they
indeed.
Really did. You know, so I just wanted to share that with you guys. And I know we have been talking for about 2 hours almost now. And I didn't want anybody else to have anything they want to say while we're here or you want to share while we're on here before we dismiss. There's no need to stand on for another half an hour. I mean, you know, I think we've covered all the bases. But the most important thing is that we're 5 days away from 12 months. We are 12 months away from our sentence being served, from a 400-year-old sentence that was spoken almost 5,000 years ago. That prophecy was spoken 5,000 years ago, and we are 12 months away from the completion of that sentence with y'all. That's phenomenal.
Whew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, and his word does not come back void under any circumstance. No matter what, he keeps his word. He does what he says he's going to do. And we had to follow through with everything that he said.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
You know, amazing. It's unbelievable that we are here today and doing talking on this phone, talking about this stuff. No other nation can say that. No other nation.
And the thing is, he chose us. We didn't choose him. He chose us. He said, that you are mine. You are my people.
It is unbelievable that we are here right now.
That's why he had to do to us what he had to do to us, because we were disobedient. And he wants to bring us back. He wants to bring us back to himself, because he misses us.
Yes, he does. I miss him too.
Here.
I miss him too. I wanna see all of it. I wanna see the spaceships. I wanna see everything my ancestors saw. I wanna see all of it. I really do. It's a miracle that we gonna see it. Black people, Negroes, you know, us.
Yep.
You know, the ones that we always thought we wasn't worth nothing. It's us. It's gonna be us. You know? Unbelievable. But we made it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We made it. It's beautiful thing. I like I said, I can talk over and over about this all the time. You know, I'm just ready to go. I wanna see what this thing is going to come to, how this thing is going to be, you know, and trust the Most High Yah. Because his one thing I know about him is his word don't come back void. And he is not going to say something and it don't come to pass. Because we sitting right here now in a 5,000-year-old prophecy that's ending in 12 months.
That is something else.
Months. We in a 5,000-year-old prophecy that he gave to Abraham over 5,000 years ago, and it's ending in 12 months.
Folks tried to deny it and say that y'all not the ones, but yes, we are. Deuteronomy 2:28 says it all, the blessings and the curses.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And all we can do at this point is just sit back and just let him do what he said he's going to do, because he's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he means it.
Yes. And then he allowed his son to come here to shed his blood for us, to redeem us.
Yes.
To buy us back.
Yes. Hallelujah. All the praise to Yah. He is the only Elohim there is that we have, that he loves us. He, like you said, he chose us for himself. No other nation can make that claim. And they want that. They want to be a part of it so bad, they don't know what to do, but they can't make that claim.
They certainly can't. They can be grafted in, but they cannot go on to say that, yeah, that's our God, as far as, you know, him choosing.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. It's a miracle. That's all I can say. Well, I won't hold you on here any longer. I thank you for helping me tonight. I mean, you know, I was going to, you know, do the best that I could with what I had to work with, but I appreciate you being here. I know it's rough on the weekdays for everybody to make it, but you guys have truly been faithful. You know, I can't wait to meet you all, whether it is upcoming in September, or we're going to meet in 2019. I look forward to meeting everybody, you know, because we family, and we have to understand that we share the same bloodline. You know, we are from the same family. We're from the same sons, and we get a chance to put faces with voices, you know, and embrace and fellowship, and I'm looking forward to that. I really am. You know, and I want y'all to show up in a way that he never has before. I would like for that too, if he deems us worthy. If not, if just accept our apology. That would be good enough for me. You know.
Hallelujah.
So on that note, if you don't have anything else, if you have something else you want to say.
Yeah, just one thing. When we go out, when all of us go out into the street, whether you meet somebody, whether when you see one of us, male or female, boy or girl, acknowledge them. Everybody, acknowledge each other. Please.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do that, there's unity right there. There's unity right there. And don't be afraid of each other.
That's right. That's right. That is so true. All right, well, on that note, I'm going to let that be the last thing you guys hear. Shalom, shalom. We'll see you Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Invite a friend. We're going to have an open forum, and we're going to go through our scriptures. And I look forward to seeing you all then. You all have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we'll see you later. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom, shalom, sis.